Hey guys, this is Vibing the Paloma Way, and you are listening with Gabby Ramirez. So, I know Sundays are usually a podcast between me and Jason and I, which I believe might happen later on this week, or later on tonight. I don't know when that's going to be, and I haven't really talked to him, so I don't know 100% sure. I was supposed to talk to him yesterday, and I fell asleep. But this is kind of, I guess, like a little surprise podcast. I've had a lot of things going on this week, a lot of stressors, a lot of everything. And so really what I want this podcast to be, and only because I've been telling you guys that I'm going to do this forever. This podcast is called the 30-Day Song Challenge. Sometimes I express a lot of my emotions and my stressors through music. And so as I go through each day within this podcast, I am going to obviously explain why I chose this song. But this is going to be a podcast full of music. I really hope you guys enjoy. And let's get into it. Ready or not? Let's see. I'm trying to pull up the 30-day song challenge. Oh, it's a 30-day plus one song challenge. So let's see what day number one says. Day number one is a song with a title Obviously, the song has a title, right? It is a song with a color in the title. And let's see. Let's go through my Spotify playlist. If you don't know, I'm a music junkie, so I have a ton of playlists. Ton of playlists. But we're going to go through my liked songs for this one. And I think on that one, on this one, I'm going to do a song by Paramore called Rose Colored Boy. It's by far one of my favorite songs from Paramore. And I think a lot, like, you know, I know they're a well-known band, but I think throughout the years they've become underrated for sure. And the song just reminds me of exactly that, a rose-colored boy. So stay tuned. Alrighty, that was Rose Colored Boy by Paramore, one of my all-time favorite songs from them. And we're going to get into day number two. It's called A Song with a Number in the Title. So, let's do this. Let's scroll. I have a lot of songs, guys. I think in this playlist specifically that we're looking through, there's 1,290 songs. So, a lot of people would probably say that that's not a lot, but to me that's a lot. So what I like to do, especially with this challenge, is just kind of scroll through my stuff and find me a really good song. I think the next one I'm going to do is by one of my favorite bands of all time, Florence and the Machine. I love her music. I love her artisticness. She is by far the epitome of what great music is. And I'm going to do 100 Years. It's just soulful. It's like a melancholy of like what life is, and that's who, like, her music represents who I am. So coming up is 100 Years by Florence and the Machine. Okay, I'm back. Apparently I cannot have 100 Years on my podcast, like attach it through the podcast directly through Anchor. So I'm just gonna play a little snippet of 100 Years through my mic. Ready guys? Here we go.
I believe in you and in our hearts we know the truth. I believe in love, and the darker it gets, the more I do try and fill us with your hate, and we will shine a light, and the days will become endless and never turn to night, and never turn to night. Too much. I cannot get you close enough. 100 arms, 100 years. You can always find me here. And Lord, don't let me break this. Let me hold it lightly. Give me arms to pray with instead of ones that hold.
That was 100 Years by Florence and Machine, guys. I actually went and listened back to recording, and I actually like how it is recorded through my mic, so I might actually play all the songs, all the next few songs like that. Just depends. So day number 3 is A Song of Springtime. That's a little hard because obviously springtime is like during Easter and all that, so you get a lot of religious songs. So what I decided to do is, instead of doing a song about springtime, I decided to play a song, or choose a song, sorry, I haven't played it yet, obviously, is choose a song that is, or was released during springtime, so like March, April, right around there. And one of my favorite artists right now, her name is Dua Lipa, and she has been releasing some really great, like, 80s, 90s vibe music. It's very, like, you know, rush into your soul, fast paced. I really like it. Her music's really good. Her new album is really great. And I'm going to play one specific song I'm absolutely obsessed with. And it is called... Give me one moment, I'm going to bring it up. I think I'm going to play A Love Again. There's a lot of songs off of her Future Nostalgia album, but I think one of my favorites, besides Start Again and a few other ones, is definitely Love Again. And here it is. So I'm laughing in the background, guys, because I just realized I completely played the wrong flippin' song. I said Love Again, and I ended up playing Levitating, so I guess Song of Springtime is going to be Levitating instead of Love Again. I'm pretty sure in the 30-day challenge, or 31-day challenge, I can find another place to put Love Again by her. But that was Levitating, which is another really upbeat one, and I really like that one as well. So, day number 4 is a song about solidarity. Solidarity. I'm not gonna lie, when I first did this challenge on my Instagram, if you don't follow my Instagram, feel free to follow. It's Gabby Ramirez Photos at, it's at Gabby Ramirez Photos. Hold on, guys. I suck at 24. I always forget my own Instagram name. That's horrible, isn't it? I'm also doing the 31-day challenge, music challenge on there. So check it out. I believe I've skipped a few. I've missed a few days, so I believe that I'm going to be doing day 16, 17. Actually, I probably missed that week. So I'm going to do days... Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... Excuse my bird in the background again. This is why I record at night, because she's usually asleep, but I decided to do this before tonight's episode. So I'm doing day 16 through 21 on Instagram, just because this week was hectic and I wasn't able to do the 30-day challenge on Instagram. The song that I picked for solidarity is Bluebird by Miranda Lambert. It's by far one of my favorite movies. Oh my god, one of my favorite songs. Actually, honestly, all the songs that I play are my favorite. But by Miranda Lambert specifically, she made this album called the Bluebird album right after she divorced Blake Shelton, and obviously there's some songs on there that hint to a lot of the relationship issues, but I think this one, Solidarity, to me is just a reflection of life and the things that you can make out of those reflections, whether it's positive or negative, and turning them into greater things. And so Bluebird definitely describes a lot of that solidarity in life. And here it goes, guys. Bluebird by Miranda Lambert. So obviously the lyrics are what I love about that song the most. It's definitely describes the way I view things, and oh my gosh, she's going to get on my nerves because she keeps screaming. So I apologize, guys. I have a golden blue macaw, so her screams are loud, and she's doing that because right now nobody's giving her any sort of attention, but she's fine, I promise you. A lot of people freak out because she likes to scream help a lot, and that's pretty darn embarrassing, but I can't ever get her to stop. So yeah, we're gonna move on to day number five here. Day number five is a song to be played loud. One of my favorite songs, I keep saying one of my favorite songs. Obviously, these are all my favorite. If not, I would not be sharing them. I think one that should be played loud is called Just Got Paid. It has Sigala, Ella Airy, Megan Trainor, French Montana. It has a lot of great artists on it, honestly. But it's a fun, kind of quirky little song. It's talking about, you know, life struggles, paying rent, all of that good stuff. And I think it describes mine and my best friend's personality to a motherfucking T. So here it is, Just Got Paid.
I should grow up someday, 'cause I got bills to pay. I can't be waking up at someone else's place. I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month. I should be saving up. I just got paid. I don't know what I'm going. Don't know what we're doing. We go in when we go out.
place. I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month. I should be saving up.
In the party, sports bra, sports car drive, show up, show out, bow out, go in, go out, so rock, we bow out, got more diamonds, ladies be the finest, crush grapes, we don't do the wine, crush dinner, top spinner, cool me, front griller, got paid, hop the G5 fade, rope chain, shell toes, wave you like a sailboat, when you hear the hand, there you go, Montana with the funky sound, Cigala got the London sound,
as you can tell, you can see why I absolutely love playing that song loud and obviously proud. It's just a lot of fun. It's a really good one, and I love dancing to it, which leads us into Day 6, which is a song about dancing, which I think I'm going to go in and play. I don't dance. Let me make sure. Yep. I Don't Dance by Lee Brice. This obviously talks about a woman and his love for this woman, and that he's got two left feet, which is by far not me because I love to dance. But with her, he doesn't, like, with her, he says, like, I don't dance, but, you know, with you I will. And that song brings up a lot of emotion for me. And I love it, and it's a really great song, honestly, and I'm everybody's dancing girl. Everybody knows I love to dance and have a lot of fun, and so this song describes me to a T. So here we go. Song is by the infamous, oh sorry, hold on, let me fix my mic, guys. I'm using my mic for, like, for the music and for, like, my recording, so I always have to fix it once I'm done giving you a little snippet. If you heard any rustling in the background, it's because I opened up some Nutter Butters bite size because I love them and I'm hungry, a little bit hungry. Oh my gosh, she will not shut up, guys. I really do apologize again. Day number 7 is a song for a road trip. I play so many songs on a road trip, to be honest. So I can't just pick one, but I have to pick one. I think I'm gonna pick... Let's see. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna pick? I think we're gonna pick No Roots by Alice Merton. I hope I'm saying her last name wrong. Right? Not wrong. Stupid. Right? Not wrong. Her name is Alice Merton. She makes this. She sang this song called... I don't know if she has other music. I haven't really looked into it, but this one specific song is the only song I have by her, and it's amazing. It also describes me to a T, and I've actually played this song on the road trip to Alabama 2 years ago, so which is by far my favorite road trip I've taken thus far. But it's called No Roots, and it talks about how, like, she has no roots, she has no foundation, but her home is where she makes it and chooses. And so I think it's a perfect road trip song when you're traveling, because, I mean, it's perfect. Wherever she goes, her house is built. So here we go, No Roots by Alice Merton.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I build a home and wait for someone to tear it down. Then pack it up in boxes, head for the next town. Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. And a thousand times I've seen this road. A thousand times I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots.
Like I said, it's the perfect road trip song forever, and also describes me. A lot of these songs are going to describe me or describe some kind of emotion or a situation that I am personally going through, which leads us to day number 8, a song about a beverage. And Jason Aldean just recently, and before anybody comes for me, I never used to be a country, like, music person, but like I got into a little bit of country. I'm still not a huge country fan. There's only a few country songs on my playlist, but yes, I know you guys are hearing a few country songs. Don't worry, I'm gonna switch it up here and there. Obviously you can hear anything and everything on my playlist. But a song about a beverage. Jason Aldean just recently released a song called Tattoos and Tequila. Or Tequila and Tattoo, something like that. Hold on, I'm bring it up. No, it's called Tattoos and Tequila by Jason Aldean. It's a very emotional song, and it's also very true. Here we go.
In a border town, every time he stuck that needle.
Sorry guys, apparently I restarted the song. Here we go.
chest over my heart. That rose of Jericho looks so good. I painted underneath the name, it hurts like hell.
And tequila to forget. So I'm gonna try to get through a lot of these guys, or a few of these at least, or at least like the first 2 weeks of these, and then I'll save this second 2 weeks for next week. How about that? So we're on to day number 9. It's a song about a body of water, obviously like oceans and lakes and stuff. And instead of choosing a body of water, I'm just going to choose water, period. And the song that I am choosing is by Avril Lavigne. I know everybody's like, this is a very controversial song because of the way that she came back out into the music industry. But I am both religious and harmonial with like the way of life. And her song, "My Keep My Head Above Water" or "Above Water," "Head Above Water." I'll find out the real title, guys. Yeah, it's called "Head Above Water," and I think, in a sense, this is one of her more religious or harmonial songs, and definitely speaks to me personally. So here we go, "Head Above Water" by Avril Lavigne.
Gotta keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. I spar the windows and the doors to keep me safe, to keep me warm.
a song of honestly pure genius, and I think that this song, no matter how much people were like, oh my gosh, that's definitely not music that she's made in the past, I think it's a song that hits home for a lot of people, especially when they hit rock bottom. And I think we've all been there, you know, at least once in our life, if not twice. And we go through it every day. So our thoughts are our demons, and our demons are our soul in a way. So yeah. And again, excuse me for my dumb bird. Day number 10, a song about an ex. When I think about exes of any, I think mostly about people that I've loved and cared about who have maybe left me behind, or maybe things are just not working out or whatever the case may be. But I automatically think of her, H-E-R, her, that's right, guys. She is a phenomenal artist and has made some phenomenal music. And I have also, like, kept her music totally, like, in the most empowerment way, like, that I know how to within my playlist. She's not... If you don't listen to, like, R&B or anything like that, then obviously her music isn't one of those that is highly popular. But let me tell you, she is the epitome of amazing, amazing, literally amazing R&B music. And I am choosing the song called Be On My Way. And here we go, guys.
If I'm giving you the cold shoulder, that's closure. Needed someone to hold. But we both had our own motives. Never told him that mine was to stay alone. And you don't belong to me, so you don't have to let me go. Doesn't always have to be something more. I'll be on my way. I feel it till it's gone. I don't care if you want this. Being honest, I don't know what I want. And you don't belong to me. You were never mine before. So it doesn't need to be something more. I'll be on my way.
One of many of her songs, that is my favorite, of course. It speaks volumes when you can kind of just tell a person, like, that you're going to go ahead and let them do what they need to do and remove yourself from the picture, I guess, in a way. But still ultimately be there as well. So yeah. Day number 11, a song with a city in the title, and obviously I'm going to go with the most infamous song that everybody knows, well, at least everybody knows, and that is New York by Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. I mean, what more iconic than that song, right? Here we go. Come on. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to find it. There we go.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed. I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying into Wayne Way, three dice CeeLo, three card Marley, Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley, Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State, that's
of course, New York, where all the dreams come true, right? That in Hollywood. The next song, or day number 12, we have 4 more days before we end the episode, guys, so stick with me. Day number 12 is a song about a country. I'm gonna go with a very, like, controversial song right now. And it's controversial to a lot of people just because the country that I'm picking is America. And it's literally called This Is America. And I think it's controversial right now because of the debates going on in the world with the Black Lives Matter movement and just the police brutality and all of that. I think it's important that within this 30-day challenge that I use my platform to speak and stand with the Black Move, with the Black Lives Matter movement, and, you know, to all of my brothers and sisters from the BLM movement, we appreciate you, we're with you, and we want your voices to be heard, especially during this crucial time right now. There's too much hate in the world, guys. Like I said last episode, we need a little more love and a lot less hate. So if you can make a difference in any way, it doesn't have to be specific. It doesn't have to be huge. Any small way makes a difference and changes history for the time being. And I think Childish Gambino definitely is doing that with his music. And he gives you a sense of pride with this song because it's letting those people who otherwise wouldn't say anything, it's letting their voices be heard within the song. The song This Is America is very powerful in the sense of, yes, there's a lot of reform and change that we need to do and create in order to become a better country. Here it is, guys. This Is America by Childish Gambino. Let me pull it up. I'm so slow at this. It's easier. I need to find an easier way next episode to do this. But here it is. Powerful song, and he really gets into, like, you know, exactly what is going on right now. And again, the reason I stand with the Black Lives Matter movement is because I come from a family of immigrants. I'm Latin American, Mexican American, I'm Latina, I'm Hispanic, and just like they stood with us, I am probably 100% going to stand with them. No matter what, and regardless of race, color, age, size, whatever it is, we should all be standing in unison together, guys. So thank you for allowing me to use a 30-day song challenge Pulse One as a platform to promote the Black Lives Matter movement. Moving on to day 12. Oh no, I already did day 12. I can't keep track. I'm just playing. A song about moving on. Let's see, the song that I picked for a song about moving on is one by Little Mix. They are a UK band, a girls group, sorry, not band, called Little Mix, and I love their vocals and them as a group, period. And the song is very much, it's called breakup song, but it's more of like not just a breakup song, but it's more of like really showing and talking about how to move on from any kind of relationship. So here it is. love their vocals in that song, guys. Like, for real. They have great vocals. Day number 14, a song for the morning. Oh gosh. When I think of this day, I think of what songs have I woken up to in the morning in the past, you know? And recently, I woke up to By Far. I woke up from a text from a friend, and he sent me this song by 100 Waters called Murmurs, and the next day I ended up waking up to it again, and it just was a really good song. And so it's off their album, The Moon Rang Like a Bell. 100 Waters has actually a lot of great songs. I actually looked into them a couple days after he sent me them, and of course I woke up to that song again. But Murmurs is a really good song. It's intriguing, and here it is. Like I said, it's a very intriguing song. I guess you could say emotional in a way. And I don't know, like, it's, I guess it's intriguing, it's emotional, it's kind of everything. It leaves you lost in thought, and their vocals, like, a lot of people would think that, like, the music itself is strange or whatever, but I think it's also, I think it's more vocal than anything. So, yeah. Day number 15, guys, is a song that's a cover song. So my favorite cover song is a song that Bob Dylan wrote called You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. And the artist who covered this song for Bob Dylan, obviously Bob Dylan originally sang it, but an artist did a cover song to this song called You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go. And that artist was Miley Cyrus. It was very raw, very acoustic. It was done in like a old barn shed kind of looking place. The video, you can look it up on YouTube. The video is like really awesome. It's part of her backyard sessions as well. But I love her vocals in this, and it's a song that I actually like think of a lot, and I play a lot. I've heard it. It reminds me a lot of my friends who passed away, and it's actually a song that I want played at my future funeral, if, you know, that ever happens. So, yeah. It's called You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go by Miley Cyrus, aka Rich Lee by Bob Dylan. As you could tell, I couldn't help but play that song all the way through. It's one of my favorites. It hits the feels with the heart, at my heart. So, and that is off of the Crimes of Freedom, the Songs of Bob Dylan album, which is actually a whole cover album of basically tributing a bunch of Bob Dylan songs covered by different artists. So it's a pretty good album. I totally suggest for you guys to check that out. Day 16 is a song with a measure of time in it, in the title. Honestly, I went through like all my playlists, and I couldn't find anything like with a measure of time in it. So what I decided to do for day 16 is switch it up a little bit and play a favorite song that was sent to me recently, actually by Jason, who I've done recordings with before. You guys have heard it. It's an instrumental, and when he sent it to me, I actually fell in love with it, and so I saved it to my playlist. Let me bring it up, guys. Give me one moment. I'm gonna know what it is as soon as I find it off my playlist, because I'm gonna know that I didn't put it on there. It wasn't the song that I went looking for, more I should say, but it is a song that I put on there after he sent it to me. So it's just trying to find what I did with it to put it on there. Give me one moment, guys. Like I said, there's like 2,000 songs on this playlist. I'm pretty sure I put it on this playlist. It must have been a while back. I'm gonna find it. I know I am. I would find it through our text messages, but to be honest, we text a lot, so that would be like another forever moment. And I always forget that I honestly, any song that's ever sent to me, I put to my playlist because of the fact that if you're sending it to me and you're sharing it to me, then obviously it means something to you. So I like to add it to my playlist. So I have it there forever. Finding it is the key, though. Ah, I found it. It's called Solo. Yes, Solo by River. Here it is.
Thank you.
I'm going to end the podcast there, guys. It has been really fun and amazing to share some of my favorite music with you guys. I would do DA 17 through 31 because it's 30-day challenge plus one. next week sometime, not next week, I guess this week because it's the start of the week, right? And I hope to see y'all later and hear from y'all. If you guys have any other episode suggestions, please feel free to send them my way. Or if you want another 30-day song challenge but a little bit different, let me know. It could be Disney, it could be movies, movie music, whatever it is. I really enjoy these. I'm going to end with the last bit of solo for you guys by River. I love you guys, and you guys have been listening to Vibing Tapalamaway.